Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Alan Schaefer, Executive Director with the Diesel Technology Forum.
But there are also some other circumstances with natural gas now that have come to light that have people thinking again about it, which is things like methane release, and that has caused some pause with environmental groups who now want to go even beyond natural gas to a fully zero carbon, zero emissions kind of future. So just to sum it up, I would say that we represent the diesel engine manufacturers, and they also make natural gas engines. So all of their technology is getting better. I think that the customers really decide these markets. And for heavy-duty trucks, the votes are pretty solid that diesel is going to remain the power plant of choice for the bulk of the nation's trucking industry for the foreseeable future. There's some really interesting developments in the natural gas space, though. I would say that renewable natural gas coming from landfills and other kinds of stores underground that's captured and then used in vehicles, and this, the best example of this is in the waste industry, where they're capturing some of the flare gas that would come off of, I shouldn't say flare gas, but gas, methane that comes off the natural decomposition of waste, and they capture that and then burn it in the garbage trucks that go out and pick up the trash that then goes into the landfill that then produces methane. So it's a really, I think, a unique system, but one that works really well, and it's a great example of optimizing a network and system for natural gas. So some great advances there. Excuse me, on the diesel side, we certainly see the penetration of the newest technology diesel engines increasing every year. We now have a situation where, over 30% of the trucks on the road, so 3 of every 10 trucks on the road are 2010 and newer. And the important point about that is that these trucks are near zero emissions for both NOx, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter. Big advances here. I think the issue for everybody in this space now is how can we get more of the new technology on the road and get the old technology off the road?
As some of the other energies and foundational type of things evolve, diesel evolves along with it. And just like many of the other oil companies, a lot of companies are really becoming more diversified with their portfolio due to innovation and really being able to make some major strides. Let's transition into a different industry, the ag industry. Talk to me about when it comes to the ag industry, what's going on?
The same transformation to clean technology that I talked about for heavy-duty highway trucks and the off-road equipment also, of course, includes the agricultural machines and equipment. So since 2014, if you went out and bought a new tractor, and you'd find that tractor was near zero emissions for particulates and nitrogen oxides. But, at the end of the day, that's not really the thing that motivates people to buy tractors. And, the industry has worked hard to achieve the very stringent EPA standards and have done that with, in flying colors. And I think now what we're seeing, that we're a few years beyond that, is we're starting to see manufacturers be able to return some of the efficiency gains and productivity advantages that come with innovation in these engines. So they're able to deliver more power, higher levels of performance, while still meeting these stringent emission standards. And for a period of time there, leading up to trying to meet those standards, there was fuel economy and efficiency in tractors wasn't moving very much, and it was it's a constant struggle with the engine to burn less fuel, emit fewer compounds, and trying to tweak that just right. You don't get a whole lot of gains in fuel efficiency, but now with the advances in engineering and engine combustion technology and some of the after treatment systems, we're seeing some of those efficiency gains start to get into the larger tractors, especially in the ag space. So, you're seeing efficiency improvements there. And the other thing that I would say that's really a trend that's thriving the ag industry when it comes to diesel, when you start looking at the things that are going to be the biggest influence going forward, there are things like connectivity, being able to understand data coming out of the farm, coming out of the field, from the crops, integrating that with weather conditions and all these other kinds of elements that go into a farmer's decision-making process, and to integrate that into really a smart farming activity. And, you know, you can throw in there, you know, we already have tractors that talk to each other and are autonomous. We have tractors that talk to the dealer and tell them when, you know, an engine problem might be going to happen, or preventive maintenance is needed.
To listen to the full-length interview with Alan Schaefer, Executive Director for the Diesel Technology Forum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.